The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots of things going on, as always, in the sports world. NFL preseason in total full throttle now. A couple of questions I've got about that. Wes Welker continues to have concussion after concussion. Drew Brees looking like Drew Brees. And would you start Cousins over RG3? A couple of interesting questions that are going on in the NFL right now. Major League Baseball, the races are heating up, but some of them are distancing themselves. So a lot of things happening in the sports world as always. The deal with Cleveland is done. Kevin Love is now a Cleveland Cavalier. Jeff Rich is with me. Jeff, good morning, man. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm feeling the love in Cleveland.
Yeah, I mean, look, man, the bottom line is Johnny Football, LeBron James, now Kevin Love there. So a lot of things happening, very positive for the city of Cleveland. And hey, more power to you. Good luck. I'll get your thoughts on that, too, the Johnny Football decision to sit him and give the starting job to Hoyer. We'll get into that in just a little bit. On the other side, Mary Nemes from Ticks for Cause joins us, as she does each and every week, to talk about Ticks for Cause, and we feature a charity. So keep it close. We're just getting warmed up. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be back in just a few. Keep it close.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275. 800-917-1275. 800-917-1275. 917-1275.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Remember the beginning of summer when you had dreams?
I'm going camping every weekend.
I'm definitely gonna thru-hike the Appalachian Trail. Probably 2 or 3 times.
Just getting my bike tuned up to cycle across America.
While we may have been overambitious, at REI, there's still time to make summer dreams come true. Save up to 30% on the best in outdoor gear and clothing at the REI Labor Day Sale and Clearance, August 22nd through September 1st.
It's Guitar Center's Labor Day Preview Savings Event. Huge price drops and extra savings this weekend on hundreds of deals throughout the store. Like a limited edition Epiphone G400 guitar, now just $279. 3 sets of D'Addario electric guitar strings for only $9. Simmons electronic drum kits just $299. Or Vader 5B drumsticks for just $5 a pair. Plus, go to GuitarCenter.com to get your exclusive coupon for additional savings in every department. Guitar Center's Labor Day Preview Savings Event, now through Sunday.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. As I said earlier, I got my man Jeff Rich. He's hanging out with me as he does each and every week. You could get involved on the conversation, 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Or hit us up on Twitter at JRichRadio or at Dorf on Sports. But now, more importantly, we are being joined by Mary Nemitz from Ticks for Cause, CEO and founder of TicksForCause.com. Mary, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Andy, and good morning, Jeff and your listeners. I'm doing great. How about you guys?
Can't complain. A couple of things I want to address because, as always, in your emails, you throw some interesting things at me. Yes, I did survive the flooding. It was pretty crazy. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Phoenix all that well or not, but I live right off of Hayden and between Chaparral and McDonald, and there was literally a river flowing, just unbelievably, like, you couldn't believe what you were seeing. So the flooding, it does get pretty bad out here. There's nowhere for this water to go. But the good news is that after a couple of hours of all the heat and everything, things kind of simmer down themselves. But it does get a little crazy. I can't deny that. And another thing that you brought up I think is interesting too, because a few weeks back we had or a month or so, whatever it is now, we had the World Cup going on, and you and I got into it. Jeff wasn't into it. The Little League World Series is going on. I have definitely gotten into it. I find it so refreshing to watch these kids go out there, and, you know, I like seeing the tears. I like seeing the emotion. I think it's pretty cool. And Jeff really wasn't into it. I know you're into it. Jeff, are you into the Little League World Series since you weren't into World Cup?
Well, I don't think it has anything to do with the World Cup, but I'm absolutely into the Little League World Series. Going back to a Connecticut team, and I want to say around 1989 or 1990, they kind of shocked the world, a team that featured Chris Drury, who actually went on to play in the NHL, you know, which is, you know, kind of crossing over. But it just goes to show what great athletes these kids are. And, you know, of course, you got Monet Davis out of Philadelphia, who's a great baseball player, but aspires to play basketball at the University of Connecticut. I think that the display is great. I know that there's been problems with bat flips and some sportsmanship issues, but you know, every year, every August, I really enjoy watching these 11, 12, you know, recently turned 13-year-olds, you know, putting their power on display and getting to be a part of the spotlight.
All right, that's good. At least you have that going for you. Because if I was going to say, if you're not into Little League World Series, then there's something wrong with you, man. And you know what, Mary, this has been pretty cool for you, especially with those kids from Jackie Robinson West out of Chicago, Illinois, making their way, and they're in the final game today.
Yeah, it's just been fun watching all of the kids and every game, just to see that they're giving their all, and you see the talent, and you see, like you said, the tears, and to see that game yesterday with Jackie Robinson West after, you know, they got killed by Las Vegas when, you know, earlier, And for them to be able to come back and play in that game the way they did yesterday and come back not once but twice and win it, it just was really, really exciting. And for those baseball fans here in Chicago, it is the number one thing being talked about. We're really, really looking forward to the game today.
I would bet it is, absolutely, and I'll be watching the game as well. Speaking of kids, each and every week we feature a charity from TixForCause.com, and it's T-I-X, the number 4, cause.com. And again, we're going to keep the theme of kids here, which is another great thing, obviously, but it's called Snow City Arts. Before we get into the charity, first and foremost, as always, let us know what your mission is with TixForCause.com, Mary.
Our mission, Andy, is to make every ticket purchase matter for charity. And at TixForCause.com, we have two ways to do that. Obviously, as we talk all the time, you can come on. We have tickets to all kinds of events all across the country, literally millions, just like all the other national websites, except for the fact that only on TixForCause.com can your purchase help the charity of your choice at no extra cost to you. Another big, huge distinguishing feature about Ticks for Cause is the fact that if you have a ticket right now that you can't use and you don't know what to do with it, you don't ever need to worry about wasting it. You can come on TixForCause.com. You can donate that ticket. You can get a tax receipt. When that ticket sells, 90% goes to the charity that you chose. And that's really one of the huge tie-ins about why I wanted to feature Snow City Arts today.
Well, and speaking of Snow City Arts, it's an organization that educates and inspires children in hospitals through the arts. So can you get a little bit more in depth about it and tell us more about Snow City Arts?
I sure can. Here's an organization that realized how many kids are in hospitals every single day for extended periods of time, going through treatments for cancer, recovery from surgeries, you name it. And these kids are missing out on school. And these kids are just overwhelmed with all of the medical issues in the drudgery and the pain that goes with that. So this group decided, hey, here's a way we can make a difference. We go in, and through the use of the arts, whether it be creative writing, photography, filmmaking, the arts in general, they'll go in and they teach kids. They teach kids how to do this. They teach them how to write, write creative stories. They teach them how to, do short films. They teach them cartooning. Again, they get credit for that for their education, and they also get a break from their drudgery, and they also get an introduction to the arts. So it's really a wonderful program helping so many kids. And this Snow City Arts, they're looking to become the definitive arts and education experience for hospital, children's hospitals all across the country. So they're very, very innovative with what they're doing, with what their plan is, and where they want to go with their program.
Once again, that is the voice of Mary Nemeth, CEO and founder of TixForCause.com, joins us each and every week here on the program discussing featured charity and also telling you a little bit about TixForCause.com. Jeff, go ahead, throw something at Mary.
Hey, Mary, I know that we do a different featured charity every week, and I really want to note that I appreciate all these charities that help kids. I mean, they're all great charities, but, working with children, helping shape young minds and, create a better future for all of us is just great. And, on the heels of the Little League World Series, I'm reading up on, I know that you've got some civic pride in Chicago with Jackie Robinson West, advancing to the to the championship game. And it made me reflect on a team that we had here locally in Arizona and Chandler in 2003. And I was reading up on a 2009 article where all of these kids, all 12 of the members of the 2003 Chandler Little League World Series team started for the high schools that they went to. Perhaps you could let our listeners know the type of area that Jackie Robinson West comes from and how encouraging this has to be for these young men as 12-year-olds, and where they might be in 6 or 7 years, in an area that may be a little more depressed than your average upscale neighborhood.
Boy, Jeff, you hit the nail right on the head. These kids come from the south side of Chicago. It's a tough part of town. And what they're able to do, I'm sure a lot of your listeners out there know that, let's just say, the news from Chicago, especially on the south side of town, has not been real good. It's a really, really tough part of town. And for these kids to come up from that area and to pull together how they pull together, to do what they've done, how they are supporting that area, and really a sense of pride and a sense of encouragement to be able to bring that back to this area and where that will take them as they go on through school. It's amazing. They have great opportunities for playing in high school and beyond. So it's a great thing for the kids. They're doing a wonderful thing for the city. And to see where these kids can be in the next 4, 5, 10, 8 years, it's just amazing.
Absolutely. Mary, as always, really appreciate you taking time out with us each and every week here on the program. Have a great Sunday. Enjoy the game, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Well, guys, you have a great day as well. Thanks for everything.
Mary Nemitz from ticksforcause.com joins us each and every week. Get out there and support. Snow City Arts, that's the feature charity, but they have over 700, as we have talked about in the past as well. So keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Hey baby, we're gonna be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party. I like this kind of party, baby.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. That music means a little NFL talk on the horizon here. Again, if you want to get involved, 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter at JRichRadio or Dorf on Sports. Jeff, a couple things that kind of hit me from yesterday's action. Well, first and foremost, this isn't a surprise, but Drew Brees looking just fine and doing what he does. I was pretty impressed with his accuracy. The guy is pretty brilliant, to be honest with you, Jeff. And you know, it's a lot like the Green Bay Packers with Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady and the Patriots. They're going to go as far as Drew Brees takes them, and the guy is truly just one of the best in the game.
Oh, the best teams in the league have the best quarterbacks, and that's not a coincidence. It's a, you know, it's an offense driven league. It's a quarterback, you know, and these offenses are all quarterback driven. Days of ground and pound are probably behind us. I know that we've got a few exceptions to the rule, but you know, you watch Drew Brees; he's like an artist. You know, especially, you know, since he doesn't have that prototypical quarterback size. You know, Sean Payton's just designed a great system for him. And, you know, I don't think that it even takes, you know, brilliant, extraordinary receivers. It just takes Drew Brees and good architecture to make the Saints tick.
Yeah, I mean, the bottom line is the guy's fantastic. Looks like he hasn't missed a beat. And the New Orleans Saints are going to be pretty darn good football team if he's out there and healthy. So, speaking of health, Sam Bradford is okay, but is this a little bit of concern moving forward for the Rams?
Oh, I think it's been a concern. You know, just as a Sam Bradford fan that I am, I think it's been a concern since he went down in Dallas against BYU, what, 5-6 years ago now. You know, it's not that he can't stay healthy. It's just that, you know, I think that he just runs into some unfortunate luck from time to time. I hope he's okay. I think he's a brilliant young quarterback. You know, this is a team that passed on Robert Griffin III, you know, passed on the opportunity to take Robert Griffin III, who, you know, obviously is another story at this point in time. But, you know, as far as I'm concerned with Jeff Fisher and the Rams, I hope for the best for Sam Bradford. I hope the guy could stay healthy, and I still think that he could salvage a really good NFL career out of the talent that he brings to the table.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you brought me to my next topic, and it was going to be RG3 and the struggles that he continues to have, whereas you see Cousins making the progressions and the reads and doing things right, but he's the guy that's had to sit on the sidelines. If you're the Washington Redskins, what do you do right now? Because the truth of the matter is Cousins, in my humble estimation and many others' humble estimation, gives them a better shot at winning football games right now. RG3 needs to learn how to go. He needs to learn how to slide first and foremost. And again, he doesn't have the same type of read ability that Cousins does at this point. So if you're the Washington Redskins, Jeff, what do you do?
You know, it's funny. I think that Jay Gruden did very well in Cincinnati with Andy Dalton as his quarterback. I think that he's got the same type of game manager, and you know that term's kind of been used as an insult for, you know, for teams with quarterbacks that do just enough not to lose. But you know, you look at our Super Bowl champions. Russ Wilson's a game manager. I know that he's very athletic, but he's the ultimate game manager, and I see the same in Kirk Cousins. The win loss record doesn't show, but Washington hasn't been the greatest team. It wasn't the greatest team last year. 2 years ago, I got to see Kirk Cousins live against the Browns, and he just beat them up. I mean, the Browns maybe thought they had a break in 2012, taking on Kirk Cousins' led offense. But this guy, you know, he knows how to tick. They took him in the same draft that they drafted Robert Griffin III in as an insurance policy. And I think he's been a great insurance policy. I think that he's a good quarterback in the league, and Washington better play this guy or find a way to get some assets in return for him via trade, because this guy is a good football player. I don't know that I want to give up on Griffin yet. I think that he's just too talented to, and they've, you know, they invested too much. I mean, they mortgaged their future to draft Robert Griffin III. And because the results aren't showing right away, I think that they might need to display a little bit of patience. But I think it's kind of a conundrum because Kirk Cousins has shown that he is capable of getting the job done.
Yeah, I think it's a tough one, to be honest with you, very tough one. I think it's almost similar to the situation there in Cleveland to a certain degree. And the only thing I mean by that is you've got two quarterbacks that probably want to play more so than anything. You know, RG3 wants to be on that field. Cousins probably wants to be on that field as well. Johnny Football has said all the right things, said he wasn't ready to start and whatnot. But we know, as any competitor, you want to be out there. But the one thing that I do find interesting about it is his freshman year, he did have to sit out there at Texas A&M as well. He was able to learn things a little bit, and then you saw him progress. And I think that he said it best himself, that if you'd have seen this guy, you know, before he got to play in college, you would have said, this guy's not going to make it. And it's similar to what's happening right now in the NFL for him. Is he's going through his growing period and his growing pains of having some failure and not being able to read things as well as he did in college. But again, he did have a year to sit out there. He's going to sit out a little bit here. We'll see how long that lasts, depending upon their record. But do you find any similarities in the way that the two organizations have these quarterbacks? Basically four guys that are all willing and ready or wanting to play, not necessarily ready to play.
Well, yeah, I think it's awesomely coincidental that you have a Michigan State guy that, you know, that played perhaps not the most, you know, heralded of conferences these days up in the Midwest. And then you have these flashy guys from Texas. And, you know, and quite frankly, in Cleveland, I don't think that Johnny Football is anywhere near ready. I don't think that Brian Hoyer gives them much of a chance to win either, based on what I've seen in the preseason. But, you know, I think that when you have two quarterbacks, you know, one that's really electric and one that is shown capable of getting the job done, you know, you go with the better guy. But, you know, if they're even keel, if they're both good, I think you go with the, you know, with the flash and the you know, and the high ceiling. If they're both bad, I don't think you expose your young quarterback to the you know, you don't throw him to the wolves. And I think that both situations, I don't think that Washington or Cleveland are very good football teams at this point. And you know, I think that ultimately you gotta protect your future, however that is, whether it's giving him the opportunity to play right away on a good team, or letting him sit and learn and not you know, and not risk injury or, you know, really frustration from playing too soon. I think that we've seen a lot of high draft picks play too soon and flame out just because they don't get the opportunities. And, you know, we've discussed at length how beneficial it was for Aaron Rodgers to sit behind Brett Favre for so many years. And I think that, you know, I think that that's the model. I think that that is ultimately the model. Occasionally you have a young quarterback break through, but that's more the exception than the rule.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, there's no you can't give a guy any more knowledge than sitting there taking notes from one of the best. I mean, I don't think it gets any better. I don't think that Aaron Rodgers would say, hey, I had a miserable time learning from the best. I think that the experience of learning from the best, the miserable thing was not being able to be out there on the field and showing you can do what you can do.
Absolutely, and you know, and you brought this up in the past too, is that, you know, one of the automatically great quarterbacks that come to mind is Tom Brady, and he got to sit behind a great player in Drew Bledsoe. You know, it was a different situation. You know, a guy that came into the league right before him, Peyton Manning, didn't have that opportunity. But, you know, again, the exception and not the rule with playing a quarterback right away like that.
So, Jeff, just out of curiosity, would you have any interest in implementing a two-quarterback system for either one of these organizations?
Absolutely not. I see it work in college, and I think it's a different game, but absolutely not in the NFL. There's too much timing. There's too much rhythm. I think that you need to hear one voice in the huddle and the two-quarterback system. I mean, is there even a precedent for where the two-quarterback system has worked in the NFL?
I don't know. I don't think it has. Real quickly before we get to break, Wes Welker, another concussion. At what point does this guy say, I've had enough and I can't continue to go out there and put my body and my mind and the rest of my life in jeopardy?
I hope it's soon. I think that Wes Welker's proven enough as a football player. And if you walked away from the game right now, I wouldn't blame him at all. You got to protect your brain because you live a lot longer life than you can play in the NFL.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a shame, but the guy has been banged up brutally and just continues to have problems with concussions. Anyways, on the other side, we're going to hook up with our buddy John Poulter, our professor of sports, get into some baseball, some interesting races happening. Some have separated themselves and some have gotten a little bit closer. So keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports. Jeff Rich hanging out with me right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be back in just a few. Keep it close.
Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy Water. Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy Water. Visit alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Nick Bonsetto here, inviting you to join me on the Nick Bonsetto Show weekdays, 3 to 6 Pacific, 6 to 9 Eastern, right here on Sports Byline. We'll talk about sports and, well, anything that's even closely related to sports. We'll do it all live from Las Vegas each and every day. We invite you in. Hope you will join us. We're the show that's bigger, bolder, and better. It's the Nick Bonsetto Show weekdays, 3 to 6 Pacific, 6 to 9 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Network.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Jeff Rich hanging out this hour. Get involved on the conversation. Anything on your mind is on our mind. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at JRichRadio or at Dorf on Sports. Follow us there as well. We're now going to hook up with our buddy John Poulter, our professor of sports, all the way from Canada. John, good morning, man. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Good morning, Jeff. I'm doing well. How about the two of you?
No complaints. The rain has been nice to have a little bit. It's cooled things down slightly. And for the most part, everything's pretty darn good here in the Valley of the Sun, John, to be honest. Well, let's get right into it. We haven't done it in a while, so I kind of want to get some updates on what's happening in NHL hockey. I know there's been CEOs of people that are stepping down, so give us just a little skinny real quickly on what's happening in the NHL.
Well, of course, living in Toronto, I get to see all the news about the Leafs every day, and, you know, for our American listeners, the Maple Leafs in Toronto are like the Yankees in New York. They're like the Cardinals in St. Louis, like the Lakers in Los Angeles. They're the main thing in town. You know, like the Cowboys in Dallas. Lots of other sports going on, but you know, basically, what happens with the Leafs is what drives the press and what drives the media. And you know, this issue with Tim Lewicki is extremely puzzling. He came on board just about a year ago. Basically, came in like a tornado. Made all kinds of changes, all kinds of promises, and then this week we learned that he's leaving sometime between now and next June, and when he leaves will sort of be determined by when they can find a suitable replacement, and he was somewhat noncommittal about his future, and I find it real puzzling working for an organization where he has a chance to put his mark on things, and he's kind of walking away. Strikes me as being a bit odd. I think there's a lot more to the story than we know.
Yeah, interesting, but just wanted to give you an opportunity to share that with us because I did happen to notice that as well. And even though they're not playing on the ice, things are happening in the NHL, even though the season isn't happening. The season that is happening that we talk about a lot is Major League Baseball. And it's interesting how some of these races have kind of started to not become so interesting, and to be honest, one of them is the American League East, where Baltimore, each week we say, well, you know, when push comes to shove, I think the Yankees are going to be there. But each week they seem to be getting further and further behind. They're now 7 games back. Your Toronto Blue Jays, 8 games back. Tampa Bay, 11. Boston, 18. Pretty much out of it for the most part. But again, I'm going to ask the question. Can Baltimore win this division? At this point, they're pulling away with it, and we're down to 40 games or so.
Yeah, I think Baltimore can win the division, A, because of the lead they have, and B, because the lack of competition amongst the other four teams in that division is a little bit less than we've come to expect over the last 20, 25 years. Baltimore's got a bit of an issue now in that Machado is out for the balance of the season with some pretty serious knee surgery. So that's going to have a bit of an effect on them offense-wise, but I think more so a defensive issue. Probably one of the best defensive third basemen in the league right now. You see an awful lot of highlights of him making some spectacular plays. And on a team that relies on pitching and defense, I think that's going to become a bit of an issue. But quite frankly, I think with a 7-game lead, with 40 games left to play, or slightly less than 40 games, I can't see Baltimore coughing that one up. But you know, switching to the Central and the West, there's a couple of real tight races there, and that LA-Oakland race in the West is going to get real interesting before that's over.
Yeah, no, I was going to, I mean, obviously we're just going to keep rolling down, and the next discussion was going to be the Central, and I mean, is it fair to say that Detroit has pretty much lost their swagger at this point, and Kansas City is definitely in the driver's seat at this point, and their emotions are riding so high, and they're playing fantastic baseball at the same time.
Yeah, I think you're right on all counts. You know, you look at Kansas City; they've gone on this huge streak, and you know, 8 of their last 10, whereas the Tigers are 5-5. And I think all the pressure is on the Tigers. You know, it's now down to a situation where Kansas City has a 3-game lead, which would lead you to believe that they are in the driver's seat. But interestingly, in September, there's a home and home series, 3-3. I think the first 3 games are in Detroit, the 8th, 9th, and 10th, and the second set is in Kansas City, the 19th, the 20th, and the 21st. Probably fair to say that those 6 games will decide that race?
I would agree. I mean, I have to think that they're going to really have those marked on their calendar as pretty important dates, and you'd expect to get the best out of Detroit and the best out of Kansas City at that point. Jeff, throw something at our professor of sports, John Poulter.
Yeah, I know that Dorf's going to want to get to the National League here quickly, but a little bit of a commentary on this race between Oakland and the Angels in the West. I mean, these two teams have the best records in baseball, and I think that they're playing the best, the best baseball right now. I think that whoever doesn't win the division is probably going to be able, considering the pitching staffs, is probably going to be able to win the one game wild card. So we're probably going to see both of these teams in the division series So which team is better, quite frankly, right now?
Right now, I think it's probably. I'm going to say it's equal, but I mean that's
it's a coin flip, isn't it, John?
It's a tossing of the coin, to be honest with you, Jeff. From where I sit, and once again, I think that's another race that's going to be decided by the head-to-head. And there's eight games, including one today. There's eight more games between those two teams between now and the end of the season. And I think that's going to play a big part. There's a big four-game series in Los Angeles next Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, which will sort of offset the four-game set they've played in Oakland this week. And you know, whichever team doesn't win that division is very clearly going to be the number one postseason wild card team. I think they each have a six-game lead over Seattle right now, so I think it's pretty safe to say that whoever doesn't win that division wins the top spot in the play-in game. And both teams have got good pitching staff, so you know they would have to appear to be the favorites at this point. And it's very interesting that out of 30 teams, the first and second best records are both in the same division.
Well, speaking of that, go ahead, Jeff. Go ahead.
I just one last thing I'll throw back to you, Dorf. I think that Oakland may have over-tinkered with at the trade deadline. I know that there's been a lot, there's a movie made about Billy Bean, and there's a lot of praise for him. But I wonder if they didn't overdo it with the roster moves. But, it's going to be fun to watch. I mean, this is if you're a baseball fan, there's nothing more exciting than a pennant race.
Oh, I agree, and I'm not so sure that I would disagree with you on the over-tinkering piece, Jeff. It's always nice to add players and add strength and plug holes, but you still only have 25 guys on a roster, and it's the old story that when you add something, you've got to subtract something. And, are you subtracting something that was a bigger piece of the puzzle than you thought it was?
You know, I just find it interesting when I look at the West. I mean, that's the best baseball in the American League. By far, you've got three teams that are all playing over 500 ball. And I guess Seattle's kind of the forgotten team in this whole mix. Yes or no, John?
Yeah, I think they are forgotten simply because they're playing behind two heavyweights. And Seattle, very strong pitching-wise. The one thing that kind of bothers me about Seattle is that they've been pretty streaky all season. If you look at their overall record, it looks like they've been pretty consistent. But, you look at these little spells they've had where they've gone on a 10-game tear and then they've gone in the toilet for 10 games. A lot of that's going to depend on whether they're at the top of their game or the bottom of the game when it comes time to get into the postseason or to that postseason run. So I think if I was the Seattle management, I'd be very happy with where we are overall, but I think I'd be a little bit concerned that how we've got there.
Speaking of inconsistent, and it's really the only race that's worthwhile talking about in the National League, and that is obviously the Central, where the Milwaukee Brewers have a very slight lead over St. Louis at a half a game, and Pittsburgh four games back. Cincinnati probably out of it now at this point at 9.5, and then obviously we all know about the Cubs being in the cellar. But talk about a team that's streaky. My Milwaukee Brewers are very streaky. When they're hitting the ball well, they obviously are a team to be reckoned with and pitching well as well. But when they have a few leaks or kinks in the armor, they're as susceptible as any other team to losing. But streaky, I would have to say that's what I would call the Milwaukee Brewers this year has definitely been streaky.
Yeah, very much so. And That race is going to get down and be very interesting for a couple of reasons. Not just the fact that the teams are close right now, but there's a heck of a lot of interdivision play in that division. I think each team has 33 or 34 games left, and when I talk about each team, I'm talking Cardinals, Brewers, Pirates. I'm excluding the Reds for the short term. They've all got 17 or 18 games amongst the three of them, so that's going to decide it. But interestingly, the Reds are going to be having a big piece of this decision because the Reds have 19 games left against the other three teams in their division. So while we can sit back and say we think the Reds are out of it for themselves, they might be very much in it in terms of deciding who moves on and who doesn't amongst the other three.
Yeah, they could play spoiler at this point and knock somebody out. Jeff, go ahead, throw something at John.
Hey, John, the Cleveland Indians made their 100th error the other night, and I'm watching a historically bad defensive baseball team. I know that we get impressed with the offensive numbers, but I know you've been watching baseball for a long time. Can you think of any, you think of some of the better defensive teams that you've seen over the years? I go back to my early days of watching baseball, and I remember Mark Belanger, of course, in the shadows of Brooks Robinson in Baltimore. Do you recall any World Series champions that really got by on their defense mostly?
Well, there's probably a few. They don't tend to come to mind, quite as clearly as teams with dominant pitching and dominant hitting. The late 60s, early 70 Baltimore teams with the guys you name, Davey Johnson, Mark Belanger, Paul Blair in center field was probably on a par with any center fielder we've ever seen other than, the guy who I've always considered to be the absolute best, and that's Willie Mays. In his day, Paul Blair was a 200, 220, 230 hitter, but he probably saved a heck of a lot more runs. All of his RBIs were in his glove as opposed to in his bat. So I've always felt that was probably one of the strongest defensive teams I've ever seen, and certainly Brooks Robinson is the gold star in terms of third baseman, certainly in my lifetime. Teams generally tend to win because of good pitching and good hitting, and those are the ones we all remember. But I don't think you get to the World Series with bad defense. Any sport, you build through the middle. In hockey, it's goaltender and center ice. In baseball, it's catcher, middle infielder, and center fielder. You get yourself four good players in those positions, and the rest you can make average players, and you can still have a pretty good team. And that's probably the biggest issue in Cleveland in my mind. I don't see a lot of Indian games, certainly not as many as you do, but the games I see, they do look kind of sloppy.
Hey, John, as always, appreciate it. We're up against it. Look forward to talking to you next Sunday. Have a great rest of your day today, bro.
Thank you. You too. Enjoyed it as always, and look forward to chatting next week.
Sounds great. John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us as he always does. One final segment. I got a couple things I got to get out to Jeff, so we're going to take a quick pause, and then we'll be right back. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
All righty, welcome back. Final segment of this hour of Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich hanging out with me. Got to thank John Poulter, our professor of sports, for doing what he does each and every week, talking baseball and throwing in some hockey this week. And then also Mary Nemes from ticksforcause.com, truly the website with a heart. If you're going to purchase tickets, there's no better place than ticksforcause.com. T-I-X, the number four, cause.com. Jeff, before I let you get out of here, a couple things I want to throw out there if we get time for them. But first and foremost, this Ohio State deal where no Braxton Miller for the season, out, going to have to go with a redshirt freshman that sat out the year with an ACL himself, now going to be thrown in the mix. How does this change things for the Ohio State Buckeyes?
From a game planning approach, not at all. This is a guy that the offensive coordinator, that Urban Meyer's offensive coordinator, Tom Herman, recruited specifically to play in his system, unlike Braxton Miller, who they inherited from the previous regime. So, obviously it's going to be a little tougher sledding. You look at that game on November 8th at Michigan State, a much bigger challenge, but, JT Barrett should pick up the pieces, where Braxton Miller left off for the most part, but, it's going to be a factor for sure.
And then my final one for you today before we get out of here. If you're Jeff Fisher, does Michael Sam make the St. Louis Rams?
Yeah, I think he does. I honestly think he does. I think that they probably drafted him with the intention of putting him on the 53-man. He was the SEC Defensive Player of the Year, so he's up for the competition. And we'll see it soon. We'll find out soon enough. I think that he does end up on the 53-man. And if not, he stays on the practice squad, and I think that he stays with the St. Louis Rams in any event.
Hey, Jeff, as always, man, really appreciate you taking time out with me. Catch up with you next week. You're on the program. Have a great Sunday. Watch some Little League Baseball and enjoy your Sunday, brother.
All right, you do the same.
Jeff Rich, Dorfman, getting you through hour number one. Fred Wallen and the Dorfman on the horizon. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.